you've ever walked into a room and wondered, do I belong here? Will I be seen here? Will I be safe here? Then this episode is for you.
Welcome to More Human, More Kind, the podcast for parents of LGBTQ plus kids and anyone trying to stay human in a world that keeps hardening. I'm Heather Hester, and here we talk about fear, belonging, boundaries, courage, love, and what it means to protect what matters without losing yourself in the process. Your child doesn't just need a parent who's informed. They need a parent who is grounded and strong. Let's take a breath and let's begin.
Today, I want to introduce you to an organization that is quite literally creating spaces where the answer to all of those questions becomes yes. This is a podcast-a-thon spotlight episode, and I'm honored to share the work of a Chicago-based nonprofit theater company called Nothing Without a Company. And I have to tell you, their name alone stopped me. Nothing Without a Company. Because isn't that the truth? We are not meant to do this life alone. In today's episode, you'll discover how storytelling can become a powerful force for connection, healing, and belonging, especially in a world that often feels so divided. You'll see what happens when people are invited not just to watch a story, but to step inside of it. You'll find out how inclusive, immersive art creates spaces where individuals feel truly seen and affirmed. And you'll walk away with a renewed understanding of why supporting creative, community-centered work matters more now than ever before. Nothing Without a Company, also known as NWAC, uses theater and film to amplify culturally inclusive stories in deeply immersive, site-specific environments. But what that really means is this. They don't just tell stories. They place you inside of them. They center and support LGBTQIA+, trans, and gender non-binary individuals, as well as AANHPI and BIPOC communities, creating not just performances, but safe creative spaces where people can explore their voices, their identities, and their stories. And at the heart of everything they do are the artists, the people brave enough to say, this is my story and it matters. Their work is also guided by the value of aloha, rooted in their artistic director's Native Hawaiian heritage, a value system grounded in love, respect, connection, and care. And you can feel that. What I love about how this began is how truly human it is. It wasn't some big polished launch. It was a group of students from DePaul Theater School and Columbia College, Chicago, queer, cultural, creative humans who simply wanted to see themselves reflected on stage. So they created it because the need was and still is very real. The need to be seen, the need to be represented, the need to feel like your story belongs to the world. And nearly 20 years later, they're still here. Still responding, still reflecting, still creating. And the impact, it's not theoretical, it's felt. Audience members describe their work as a, quote, brave exploration of how we avoid grief and how we can live through that storm together. And, quote, an incredible company that understands representation isn't optional. It's essential. Stories that make people feel seen in ways they rarely, if ever, have been before. And one reflection that really, really stayed with me. Someone said watching one of their productions reminded them why they became an actor in the first place. That's the kind of ripple effect we talk about here all the time. That's literally the butterfly effect in action. There's one story they shared that I can't stop thinking about. In one of their immersive productions, Not One But Two, the audience wasn't sitting in rows watching from a distance. They were moving through the space, standing inches away from the actors, inside the story. And when it ended, people didn't leave. They stayed, talking, sharing, connecting with complete strangers. Because something had shifted. The space had shifted. The people had shifted. And for a moment, no one felt alone. And honestly, isn't that what we are all craving right now? Like so many arts organizations right now, they are navigating real challenges, especially around funding. The arts are often the first to be cut, and yet they are one of the most powerful ways we process, connect, and heal. So they're doing what so many mission-driven organizations do, learning the boring parts, the administrative work, the fundraising, the behind-the-scenes effort that makes magic possible. And what keeps them going? The impact. Nearly 20 years of people feeling seen, heard, and connected because of what they've built. We are living in a time where division is loud, where fear is easy, where it can feel safer to stay quiet, stay small, stay separate. And organizations like Nothing Without a Company are doing the opposite. They are creating spaces where people can feel, where people can heal, where people can see themselves and each other more clearly. They're also investing in the next generation through a junior board program, creating an intergenerational exchange of ideas, leadership, and creativity. Because this work doesn't just belong to one group of people, it belongs to all of us. If this resonates with you, and I have a feeling that it might, there are a few simple ways to support them. You can visit nothingwithoutacompany.org, sign up for their newsletter, and follow them on social media at Nothing Without a Company, and attend a performance if you are a local Chicagoan. And you can share their work with someone you love, because word of mouth, that's how community grows. When I spoke with them, they ended their message with something I want to leave you with. Yes, it gets better, but only if we make it better. And that's it, isn't it? That's the work. Creating spaces, telling stories, choosing connection again and again and again. Because when people feel seen, when they feel safe, when they feel like they belong, everything changes. Thank you for being here. Thank you for caring about this work. And as always, let's keep becoming more human and more kind. Until next time.